Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The week has come to an end, as it were, and that's part of the signal that we get here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The 10 items, the stories, and the people that are on the list, we'll review them for you, and then we'll talk about them. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA in Los Angeles to talk about things that are important to her. And then there's Jay Kirshner, who's also here to talk about things that she has found push her buttons, social media things this week. I want to say hello to people listening to the program: Fred Shirley, Celia Weller, Kathy Terrell, Tisha McCoy. Let's see, who else? Dave and Howard and all those people. Hi. Welcome to our review of what's going on, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The story list and the people list are published every week at gooddayshow.com and on talkers.com. So what we do sometimes is take license with each of the stories as they come up. Sometimes we just go through the list of the people and the stories, and then we go back and take most of them apart as we can. The story list includes what's going on in the world of sports. Number nine, rights of people, race relations, that sort of thing. The climate as it applies to hurricane season. But there's also some earthquakes that are happening that people have been talking about this week. COVID is seven. Crime, number six. Not much punishment, but a lot of crime, especially in California. Number five, right? Yeah. Immigration, another problem. I suppose all these things on the story list are problems. That's why we're talking about them. Politics and the elections, number four. Russia and Ukraine, number three. Trump and his legal woes, number two. And the economy and trying to borrow money. There you go. Good luck to you on that score. All right, so Jennifer, the people list. Show me the people list. Mahsa Amini, the lady that died at the hands of our friendly folks in the... this was a Saudi Arabia story, wasn't it? Wasn't it Saudi Arabia? Where she got arrested for improper...
Iran.
Iran. Okay, well, it's better. You'd expect it more there even than Saudi Arabia. Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott, they seem to always find themselves in the spotlight. Number nine, John Fetterman and Dr. Oz, they're running for Pennsylvania Senate. Marco Rubio, who do you think is going to win that, Jennifer? Just out of the curiosity, you've watched
Fetterman and Oz?
Yeah.
I think it's going to, okay, so I think that one's going to be really tight. I think early on, the momentum was with Oz. I think if Oz doesn't win, he's done something wrong with his campaign. I mean, this Fetterman, first of all, he's very, very, very liberal. Some of this, he's talking about letting people out of prison, a lot of like criminal stuff that we
should
like,
be running in California.
Yeah, that we see in California. And I don't know how that translates in Pennsylvania. And then part two of that is he's recovering from a pretty significant stroke. And there are questions about his physical state. So if Oz doesn't win, it's on him.
Right.
But I think that he's been falling victim to what a lot of candidates do, where they are so worried about how people brand them that instead
Trump
of just making it about the issues, they spend way too much time either hiding out or flip-flopping around. So there's plenty of time, and he should win, but I think this is going to be the closest race actually in the country. It's going to be Fetterman and Oz. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll
I think
see
Georgia and Pennsylvania are pretty tight right now.
All right, so number seven is Marco Rubio and Val Demings. What do you make of that situation?
I think it's a serious challenge for him, but I think
Rubio.
Marco Rubio will, but I think Rubio will ultimately win. Florida has had a significant shift in demographics and people's ideology, but I think Val Demings is actually a pretty popular character because she does have an attachment to law enforcement.
Yeah.
So if anybody who could challenge him, it's a serious one, but I do think Rubio will win probably.
All right, Putin is six.
I just have a crystal ball with a crack in it.
There you go. Trump's kids are five. Letitia James is four. Jerome Powell is
three. None of them will win their Senate races, by the way.
No, they will not. They're all out. Trump isn't going to win either. Number two, and Joe Biden, he shouldn't win. Again, the both of them should be gonzo. All right, so that's that story. Before we get into the deep thick of it with our charts, I thought I'd get some thoughts from you on the news anchor who was suspended for criticizing the treatment of a former co-anchor on KTLA in Los Angeles.
I just read about this last night.
Oh,
I heard
really?
The rumblings. It's very funny you brought it up because there was a really, I think she's popular because I like her. I don't know
Lynette?
How much she ever, mm-hmm. Lynette Romero.
Yeah.
I think she seems very sweet. She's been on The Weeknd forever. And it was made, the announcement was made that she was going to be leaving and going on to other things. They didn't do a lot of pomp and circumstance, but, you know, wish you well, bye-bye, but we're not giving you a chance to say goodbye. Apparently, behind the scenes, Lynette Romero was wanting to get off The weekends, and she wanted to be a weekday anchor, and her bosses said, nope, don't have a spot for you. It's The weekends or nothing. So she said, fine, I've got an offer from the NBC affiliate. I'm out of here. So she leaves. And
she got the job at the NBC affiliate?
Yeah. And she, I think so. That's what I've read, is that she's got another job at NBC. So, you know, it's better for her, and I understand that. I think she probably wanted loyalty from KTLA because she had been there a really long time. It was kind of one of the workhorses.
I remember her. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. She's great. I mean, she's great. She's been around a long time. So Channel 5 says, we miss her, we love her, whatever. They write something up for her co-host on the weekends to say. And apparently, this guy goes off script and is like, KTLA stinks and we're sorry, Lynette, and you're my best friend.
So
and
you got to place a him over at the other studio, the other station, too.
Yeah, but at first I thought, well, that's kind of sweet. You know, we really loved her and he went down with the ship. But I think he might be a little nutty. He rented a plane that said, we miss you, Lynette, and had it flown over Channel 5.
Oh, that's a lot.
And was trying to pitch the producers on showing it. And the producers were like, no, we're not showing your plane flying over. Sorry. And so I guess that's when he got mad. And that's when he went on this, like, off-the-page rant.
The so
well,
how does...
He was also saying that the viewers deserved more notice or more of an explanation. And also, while she deserved to say her own goodbyes, they deserved to hear the goodbyes from her because she was so beloved.
But if you look at how it's handled on radio...
Radio TV. It's like, here's your box. Let me
see. Very few people get to say goodbye.
I agree. I think that's something as a viewer or as a listener to a radio show, you're like, okay, I'm not crazy. My favorite person just disappeared. Where are they? And I think you're better off dealing with it. But I also know I've been in that position where I've had the management make a change about my co-host or even my status on this program. And you don't always want to like you don't always want to address
cute,
it.
Yeah. Very cute.
Well, but also a social media.
Well, management may make a decision to do the other thing, too. How's that? Change it back to what it was. Okay, so anyway, that's the show. What I was trying to figure out, probably the most well-known and popular person on television in Los Angeles is a guy that does entertainment. He's been there forever and ever and ever. Sam Rubin is who I'm talking about. He's there.
He's a
station.
Definitely.
Yeah. So what did he have to say about all this? He keep his mouth shut?
No, he just read the statement from management on his part of the show. And so that's where they read the statement, and we love Lynette, and she's moving on, and, you know, yada, yada, yada. It was her co-host that went...
No, like, Sam.
Oh, you suck. The station sucks. Everybody sucks. Bring back
Where's my new job? All right. All right. On the frontier of crime, number six, murders are declining, but other crimes are disrupting. Everybody's getting killed. All right, so we'll talk about crime, number six, as we continue here on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken. That's what you've seen. That's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuilding muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein. And that's what revs up your metabolism naturally. So you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
The Top Radio Countdown.
At the hour, Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner, I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing the... Let's talk... we bounce around here a little bit. I made reference to Mahsa Amini, who was the subject of an interview by Christiane Amanpour, who's one of the most prolific gas bags on television. She apparently was supposed to talk to the Iranian president about this. And other things, the protests, there are a lot of protests going on in Iran, thank heavens, because of this and other things. The Iranians are waking up to what's going on. The Iranian population is very educated, and they are, you know, they're almost
and
stumbling
very
over
westernized.
Themselves. Yeah, except for the Ayatollah,
yeah.
Who's like a little bit right of Attila the Hun.
And all the law enforcement that follow him.
Right, exactly. So anyway, the report that I saw was that she was Amanpour was supposed to interview the president of Iran, but she refused to wear a headpiece, a headscarf, for the interview, and so the guy said, "No, I'm not talking to you if you don't wear. If you're not going to be respectful of the law, the rule for women," and so that was the end of that. So one is she was told when she went into it, according to her anyway, that there were no conditions on her appearance that she would appear as she normally does. But
yeah.
That wasn't the case. So anyway, I don't have much to do about nothing or not. As I said,
it's because a woman. So just to kind of fill that story out, because it's an important one. This woman was killed by Iranian police when
right.
she was. I guess they took her into custody because she was not properly clothed or whatever they wanted to say about her. But they killed her, and there have been rioting, a lot of riots in Iran, lots of upheaval. Where I think that Christiane Amanpour probably missed an opportunity is that. You know that the Ayatollah is not going to meet with you without the what they deem to be the proper dressing, right? I mean, that's just how it is in Iran. Maybe she could have asked some difficult questions had she done it. I'm not suggesting that she should have or she didn't. That's a very personal decision. She could decide, I have a really big issue with the headscarf and the covering of faces and all that stuff. But if you want to get to the meat and you want to ask some hard questions of the Ayatollah, you know what you're going to have to do to get in the room. And that's not a surprise. You know how you're going to get there to ask those questions.
All right. Yep. All right. What I'm surprised about, and I would say this to Michael Harrison, that there is no reference in here to the funeral of the Queen.
I know. I still think that was one of the biggest stories.
Oh, it was.
It was, yeah.
Right. And then the whole business about the children of William and Kate using a new last name after the death of the Queen. The three children... The 12 great-grandchildren taking on a new last name. So why do they do that?
That's what Harry and William, they when they were students in school, they used the last name Wales as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. So now they're going to be consistent. The whole family's consistent.
Well, and then it went to, what was it, like Harry, Meghan Markle, and their children are Mountbatten Windsors, which is kind of the actual or more official last name of anybody in the royal family who does not have an otherwise noted title, because the royal family doesn't really need to use last names.
No, I guess not. It's got to be kind of shaky, though, when it comes to your own ego and your own understanding of who you are, I guess. Okay, 21 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Stepp. Excuse me.
I'm sorry, what? You okay? Oh, my gosh.
He was out in the rain for so many hours yesterday.
What happened?
Yeah. It, like, went straight into his bones.
Right into my bones and into my voice.
Oh,
so,
poor thing.
Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, here we are with Donald Trump in the focus, number two this week on the story list. This has had solid engagement from our listeners, as you might expect. So in terms of our own social media, your responses, you can read and go to our Facebook and Instagram pages, or you can, better yet, contribute. The social media Facebook and Instagram addresses at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter it's Good Day On Air. So, the chances of Trump winning a second term. This looks like wishful thinking on the part of some of our, and I'd say that as my own editorial comment, because it's not what I wish for, but let's see where we come out. Let's see where the majority rests here. We kind of know what the audience is like in most of the world of news talk radio, so what do you have here?
Regarding if he were to run again, does he actually have a possibility of winning? Sidney Houghton says in the New York Minute, he did a pretty good job in the past, in my opinion. Marianne Mosher says Donald Trump is a businessman, and we need people who know how to run things, not just ideas and social experiments. The Democrats go after him every day, not because he has done anything wrong, but because he knows how corrupt they are. The corruption is on both sides, and he promises to call it out.
That is true. Well,
and there were a lot of comments that were not just one-sided. There were some from people who don't necessarily identify with either of the primary political parties. It's more third-party stuff, like we'll go into the next one. Johnny Powell says he would win because the people we have in office now are just running this country into the ground. And I say that knowing that I really don't like either party or the people that they will have running. So it wasn't
universal.
Just,
that's kind
yeah,
universal
it wasn't just thing. Kind of like top Trump supporters or specifically on the right or specifically against Trump or on the left. It's nice seeing more well-rounded thoughts. Yeah. We have Tisha McCoy, who says, I think it depends on whose name the Democrat Party throws into the hat for the 2024 race, if the candidate can play on that, that party's emotions, they'll vote for him or her for simply that reason alone. America needs a hero, and it's going to depend on who is the quote-unquote bigger hero for their party.
So who's a hero that's not Trump or Biden or Clinton? Who's there? Is Pete...
On the Democrat side?
Yeah, what either side?
I don't know. I think the Democrats have a tough bench right now. I mean, the one that they're looking to give the biggest threat is a guy that I think is awful, and that's Gavin Newsom. He's got
a
buzz about being the candidate for Democrats.
I
don't know about that. I think you're probably better off going with someone who's not as well known, you know, that's more likable.
And there's a lot of conversation and debate whether or not the 2024 election could be Newsom versus DeSantis.
I know. I don't even care about that. You know what I care about? Newsom versus Kamala Harris. I'm just telling you right now, for the primary spot, pop your popcorn, because these two are dirty players, and they will come after each other hard.
Complete dirt. Kerry Morgan says he has a chance. I guess he's talking about Trump, right?
Yeah, yeah. Trump has a chance, but the nonstop attacks have made it a coin flip. Trump may be a caustic personality, but he has done a much better job than the current administration.
I don't doubt that. I'm not going to argue with that. I think that is correct. That is a correct statement. It's his personality that gets in the way of him being able to do great things instead of some good things. 28 past the hour.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street ends a brutal week Friday with the Dow setting a new closing low for 2022. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 486 points to close at 29,590. The S&P 500 also fell 64 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 198. The White House is condemning a move by Russia to annex some parts of Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre labeling it as an illegitimate sham. She said Russia's referendums are a flagrant violation of international law, sovereignty, and the territorial integrity of Ukraine. A plan to recruit veterans into the Florida school system appears to be working. The State Department of Education says nearly 400 vacant teacher positions were filled by newly certified veterans. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Okay, here we are, 34 at the hour, working on the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of September 19th to 23rd. Jennifer Horn in attendance, along with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen for your listening and dancing pleasure. Let's get to crime, shall we? So this went viral this week. TikTok runner documenting a strange person following her. Here's another one. 8 mile run she takes every day. I was talking with some friends last night who go out running every day, 8-10 miles. And more they're, even they go at 5 o'clock in the morning, they're finding people. This is kind of scary for Samantha McIntyre. A situation in Idaho. She documents her journey, ladies, preparing for a marathon. And she noticed a man driving a red truck around
basically
her.
Basically hanging out his window as he drove past her.
Looking at her, lech that he was. Right. So she documents the entire experience in a TikTok video, which now has almost 9 million views.
Wow.
So what are people seeing? Is it entertainment? Is it a warning? Is
it something?
Because people get paranoid about people that are around them.
Absolutely. And she's already documenting it because she's sharing her journey for that half marathon as she prepares. And so she was already kind of doing stuff with it. And then when this guy drives by, it was really creepy and it made her nervous. But then he turns around and drives past her a few more times. Yeah. And she's like, okay, this is not okay. She wants to cut her run short. And then he's parked a little bit closer to her vehicle where she would have to pass his vehicle and him to get to her car. And then she's even saying in her TikTok video, like, I don't even think I can do that. I don't feel safe. I need to call my parents and have them come pick me up because this is just ridiculous. And she is still preparing. She's not letting this experience deter her, but now she carries mace. She carries a whistle. She carries a personal alarm. And I think it's one of those things that no matter what time of day you are running or doing anything, you should have some of these devices with you. And it seems like more and more people are.
Yeah, but what does that say?
But it's true. I mean, think about this. Think about the poor woman who gets picked up and murdered by the guy in Memphis. Remember, near the
was that about
university?
4 a.m. She was running?
Yeah, she was out at 4:30 in the morning with her jog. And I appreciate the fact that you want to go out there and run. And it sucks that you have to think about these things. But you know what? I wouldn't go out in my neighborhood right now. I just scurry off to my car when I have to go to work in the morning because it's dark now. And it's you just got to take care of yourself.
You do. There are times where I'm out running errands with Mac, and I will get in the back seat with him and then put him in his car seat from the back seat of the car rather than leaning in through the door, because sometimes you're always hearing about people being carjacked when they were just loading groceries or different things like that. And it's so sad that we even have to think this way.
Sure is.
You have to be prepared.
In league with this number six story, at the end of the week, Alabama halted an execution because they couldn't get a needle into the arm of this convicted killer named Alan Miller. They couldn't. So if you can't get a needle into him, then what do you do with him? I guess that's the question. And, you know, I get back to this whole business about, is he really guilty? Boy, he sure looks guilty. I mean, if you look at he looks guilty. So under the circumstances, fire. Should there be, this is the question, should there be an alternative way? We've decided to be gentle and calm and put people to sleep, executing them. But most of the time, the reason that they're there is for some violent ending to one or more human beings, whether it be with a gun, a knife, something like that.
That so, we're not given the chance to decide how they'd like to go.
Right. So in this circumstance, are we a better country, or should we just do, this is what Iran does, however you kill somebody, they'll kill you the same way. Maybe that's a little crude.
I don't like that, by the way. I don't either. I struggle with the death penalty because, I believe in protecting life. But at the same time, you people who take away other people's rights, and my stance kind of switched when one of my very good friends' grandparents killed by Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, a serial killer in Los Angeles. And she told me the only thing that would give her that completion and that closure was to be in the room when he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds dark and sick and weird, but it was real for her.
Yeah.
And, so how can you not honor that from all those people that were victimized?
Yep.
It's a tough one, though.
All right. In conjunction with that, number six, Vegas 6 and 5 tied together on this one. Apparently, the luxury jewelry store in Beverly Hills got heisted this week by a bunch of immigrants, or at least it looks that way. I don't know if they're legal or illegal. They stole $5 million worth of jewelry from this store. I think this store is on Wiltshire, if I remember correctly, or that street that's right off of it where the grill is.
This is happening to stores all over the place. I went and got my nails done this week, finally, after like 4 weeks. I was way overdue. And the poor guy, they're brand new owners of this salon. They said someone broke into their store overnight and stole the ATM, sawed into the ATM machine.
The ATM machine?
To get the money out.
Wow.
I mean, it's like, this is just so commonplace in L.A. It's smash and grab. People are taking whatever they can get. They're emboldened because no one's getting prosecuted because we have a terrible DA. And it's just, it's a free-for-all. It's really, really awful.
Sounds like a bad version of Beverly Hills Cop when you look around at some of these people who were involved in this. They arrested all of them, apparently. Some of them were from L.A. Some of them were from Barstow and coming into town. Just for, what did I say?
Barstow.
I said Barstow. Yeah, okay.
Barstow.
All right. I'm being corrected by the lady who knows linguistics in Los Angeles.
Yeah, just names of towns.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the charts for the week of September the 19th to the 23rd, first half week of fall, if you will. And the story list includes, at number 10, things going on in the world of sports. People are coming and going, coaches, that sort of thing, beginning the football season. Number 9, our race relations focus and what's going on with various minority rights. The situation with the hurricanes and the weather, number 8, COVID is 7, crime in general, 6, immigration, 5, politics and elections, number 4, the war between the Russians and Ukrainians, number 3, the situation with Trump and all of his legal mumbo-jumbo stuff, that's 2, and the economy, the Fed, and what you're paying to buy a house and that sort of thing, it's going to whack you right at the source. Okay, those are the stories here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, number four, this is something that we ought to spend some time on, the political realities of who's running against whom. DeSantis and Greg Abbott, Fetterman and Dr. Oz, Rubio versus Demings, Putin versus, no, he's not running. Okay, so let's get to that after we review some very important messages that you're going to hear right now.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, "Steven, you've got to try Prevagen." After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now, an overview of the top 10 people on the list from Talkers. You can get this list, by the way, every week at gooddayshow.com and at talkers.com. And number 10 on the people list is Masha Amini, the lady who died wearing the headgear in the Middle East. Number 9, the two governors of Florida and Texas. Number 8, two guys running for the Senate in Pennsylvania. Number 7, a couple of characters, Marco Rubio and Val Demings. They're going through sort of the same thing. Bad Vlad is number 6. Zelensky, I guess he and Putin are tied. Let's see here. The Trump family, the kids are at number 5. Letitia James is at 4. Jerome Powell is at 3. Trump himself is at 2. And he's the president. Yes, Joe Biden is number 1. That's the people list. A couple of variations from what we've had in the last couple of weeks here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We're at number 4, right? 43 past the hour, Talk Radio Review, Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen going through some of the nuance of the charts. So, in terms of the election and the running DeSantis and Abbott and Fetterman and Oz. So, well, Abbott and DeSantis aren't together necessarily for political reasons. It has more to do with the flight from nowhere to nowhere or flights. But there's nothing. Everything's been said about that, hasn't it? I mean, what else can you say?
Well, it's just kind of interesting. If I'm Greg Abbott this week, I'm pretty ticked because he's been shipping illegal immigrants to D.C., to New York.
Nobody got any attention
to Chicago, and nobody cared. He's screaming, "Hey, we got a problem." He's getting like like 7,000 people a day into Texas that he's trying to figure out what to do with. He's in a real crisis. Ron DeSantis gets up there, sends 48 people on a private jet on vacation to Martha's Vineyard, and all of a sudden, like, people... And that tells you something. Why do people on the left in the mainstream news media go crazy over two people? Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis. What is it about those two that triggers people more than Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham,
Nonsense.
Tim Scott, right?
Marco Rubio. Yeah.
Marco Rubio.
We sort of talked about these races earlier on, so I don't want to spend too much more time on it. But I do want to, with regard to Trump and the legal, number three, Putin, this speech, first prime minister of Putin's presidency believes that his decree to partially mobilize the Russian population is the end of him. And if you kind of nosed around this week and you paid attention, the young people who have been pretty supportive, thanks to whatever is on social media, now are turning because their friends, people that they know, are getting enlisted or being conscripted to go fight, and they don't want to. So you think that's what's changing it, ladies?
I think Russia's really an interesting scenario because we don't really know what's going on there because just the way they control the media, and we don't know what the population really thinks. I believe that he still has a large amount of support, and I know that because of people that I've heard from who have family still in Russia. He's a large swath.
So you're not buying that this is the end for him?
No, I don't think it's the end for him, but I do think he's got a morale problem. His troops are leaving their uniforms behind and taking off. They don't want to do this anymore.
Or they're going to fight for the Ukrainians. Now, that's happened on more than one occasion. All right, so anyway, that's that story. Number two, the situation with Trump. He said this week, Trump said that it doesn't have to be that... presidents can declassify documents just by thinking.
they can. It sounds funny to say. He said it in a crude way. But presidents can declassify documents by just having them in their possession. They can declassify them.
Mm-hmm. So there's the latest Trump. Trump and January 6th seem to be hand in hand, right? When the discussion of Trump comes up and all of his legal problems, there seems to be always a reference back to January 6th for some reason or another. I noticed that a judge this week sentenced Timothy Hale, is it Cusinelli, who sported a Hitler mustache because he idolized Hitler. Got four years in prison for his conviction, five charges stemming from the Capitol riot. So, did you see the pictures of this guy?
No.
His hair? You gotta be nuts. His mustache, exactly like Hitler's. He kind of looks like Hitler's kid, in a manner of speaking. The way his hair is, and his mustache is,
Did Charlie Chaplin have the same mustache?
Charlie Chaplin? He did kind of. But he was pre-Hitler. Maybe that's how Hitler decided to do his mustache. All right, number one this week, the situation with inflation, the economy slowing down, the Fed decides to raise interest rates. If you're trying to buy a house now, this is what will sort of slow the market down, although where I am. The market is slower. That is, we don't have people offering $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 over list. But we have people offering list, and there are more cash buyers around than there used to be, it would seem. But still, borrowing money is an issue for people who want to keep the economy going. And I don't understand this. I really don't. There's something wrong, I guess, with my head that I don't understand how rising interest rates, slowing down housing, which is the number one indicator of a healthy economy, what does that do?
It's supposed to cool down in inflation. It's supposed to cool the market down.
Well,
right?
We'd cool down inflation if we didn't spend so damn much money in the federal government.
The only way it works, because it can work really quickly. You've got arguments for even raising the interest rate more over the like a full percentage point. But the only way it works is if you have someone willing to stop spending, and I don't think we do right now. We have someone who wants to continue to spend. You need a good candidate. I don't care who it is, Republican, Democrat, Trump, DeSantis, whoever. It needs to be someone who is not afraid afraid to go in and make cuts. And we need a Congress who's not afraid to vote those cuts into law. We need to tighten the belt straps. It's the only way we're out of control with all the spending.
Right. And where does the money come from?
And no Republican wants to do that, and no Democrat wants to do that because it's not popular. They like to hand people free gifts instead of take things away.
It's not free. Hello. Wake up, everybody. It's not free unless you're a freeloader and you're not paying any taxes at all. But that's hard for anybody because there are all kinds of taxes that we all have to pay. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here on this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Review at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour, and this hour is the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn from KRLA and also from the Good Day Program. Jay Kirshner from the Good Day Program and Doug Steffen from the Good Day Program overviewing the news talk things with our thoughts on what's happening. Where are the rumbles? I guess the rumble may be down in Mexico, because number 8 this week is a focus on not only the hurricane season, but what's disrupting things, what's disrupting the world. Politics is one thing, but natural events is another. So this week, and probably closer to you, Jennifer, because on the West Coast, there were a 7.6 magnitude earthquake late Monday, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, and then another one toward the end of the week, 6.8 magnitude in Mexico. How close was one? The tremors were felt all the way into Mexico City, but most of this was on the west coast of Mexico, was it not?
Yeah, we didn't feel it in California, at least in the areas that I live, but there were tsunami watches in Mexico, mm-hmm. And what I thought was of note, and we actually spoke about this on the Good Day Show this week, is that these poor people in Mexico, it was an anniversary of two major earthquakes on the day that the first earthquake hit, and mm-hmm. I guess they've declared that like a holiday, like an earthquake safety day in Mexico, so they do all these earthquake drills, and it was right after the earthquake drill that this huge earthquake hit these poor people. Mm-hmm. So a third significant one on this day in history. It's just unbelievable.
Ugh. Right. All right.
Let's travel out of town, I think. I got to
say. Right. Yeah. See you later. Number 7 this week, the situation with COVID. I saw an overview of what was happening. And the question was presented, maybe we do this with our audience as well, at our social media, Jay, on Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Is the COVID-19 pandemic over? I think the answer is more art than science, because the experts don't really agree. There aren't any accepted metrics. There's nothing defined in terms of the rules that tell us when you can count on it. I know some of the people in my family got shots yesterday. The increased exposure to newer things, is it good or bad? I think the pandemic is over. That's my own read on this. However, is the problem with COVID over? No. The pandemic never
should. It's going to be.
No, it's not. It's here forever.
At this point.
Right. Exactly. So you get flus. This is another kind of a flu. People listening to me think, I have the flu. I don't. I have being out in the rain too long, the symptoms, one or the other. But, you know, COVID is now something we'll live with. When you get your flu shot, if you do every fall, you'll get a little strain of something that's predicted to be, something that'll take care of the Omicron. The Omicron, apparently, is very tough. It is just, it's something that people, they don't seem to be able to understand it. It is modifying itself all the time, but it is the worst. It's the lightest of all the strains, but yet it's the most prolific of all the strains, because it seems to endure.
Well, and people are getting it multiple times. But the thing is are we going to hit the panic button because of it? And at this point, because it has lightened up, I mean, you really have to look at the numbers. How many people are dying? How many people are getting hospitalized from this?
Ken Kronhaus says 400 a day still.
How does that compare with the flu that's going around, though?
Well, the flu, both of them led to pneumonia, and that leads to death. Most of the time, when you're older and if you get pneumonia, that's pretty much a arrivederci for your life here on this planet.
A lot of that can be said for things that were not are not unusual to be dealt with, right? We've always heard the flu. You don't want to get very sick. You want to keep an eye on it. I'm not trying to downplay because I think it's very real, but I also think that our response to it at some point has to be modified as something that we live with rather than something that shuts us down and paralyzes us in fear. Because even today, if somebody finds out they get COVID, people are like, oh, my God, and they freak out. And it's like, we've got to change our mind.
Thanks to the news media, mostly, not the reality.
But for everybody, everybody was scared.
Well, Ken Kronhaus, who's a part of the Good Day program, and he does Good Day Health, an hour of that every weekend, says this week that COVID will raise the risk of long-term brain injury. This is something that you also want to, maybe if you're having a shot, you're trying to keep yourself from getting it, this is a good reason to do it. Who wants brain injuries? You know, there have been studies that suggest that it's in Alzheimer's and dementia and all that sort of stuff. Whatever it does to you, increase the risk of strokes. So protecting yourself is probably paramount, frankly, in the world of how you take care of yourself. That's the inside insight. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown, the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.